poll, most say businesses should be neutral during Pride Month. By Hannah Blow on June 29, 2023. Most believe businesses should seek to be neutral on cultural issues, particularly in the wake of Bud Light's and Target's controversies over the past several weeks. During what society has deemed Pride Month, a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found. The survey asked respondents, with a public backlash against companies like Bud Light and Target, do you believe businesses should continue to promote political themes during Pride Month? Or should businesses seek to be neutral on cultural issues? Across the board, most, 61.9%, agree that businesses should be neutral on the issue, compared to 23.9% who believe businesses should still promote political themes. Another 14.1% said neither. Most Republicans, 81.8%, and independents, 66.2%, believe businesses should remain neutral and not push a political theme. However, a plurality of Democrats, 46.8%, believe they should continue to promote political themes, compared to 37.1% who believe they should remain neutral. Further, that particular survey found a plurality, 40.8%, indicating that they have boycotted a company for taking progressive or woke public stances, followed by 34.7% who said they do not participate in boycotts and 24.5% who said they have boycotted a company for taking conservative or MAGA public stances. Notably, a plurality of independents, 40.7%, said they have boycotted a business for taking progressive or woke stances. The survey was taken June 5 to 9, 2023, among 1,088 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. It comes months after the backlash against Bud Light after transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, a man who believes he is a woman, bragged of the company sending him a can with his face on it to celebrate his 365th day of womanhood. The backlash was swift and severe, as Bud Light sales crashed, dropping 29.5% for the week ending May 20 alone. Modelo Especial also took the crown as the best-selling beer in the United States last month. Target also came under fire over this year's Pride Month collection, which not only featured transgender swimsuits for adults, but children's apparel advertised as thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. Related Fight the System, Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. Despite the general public sentiment, some companies have not learned the lesson. Coors Light, for instance, opted to proceed with its participation in the Denver Pride Parade over the weekend, which stood as part of Denver's Pride Fest. The event had several well-known sponsors including Nissan, Sheraton, Visa, CO Bank, Safeway, Chevron, Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Credit Union of Colorado, REI, Verizon, AARP, Colorado Public Radio, United Airlines, and Xfinity. That event, which was open to children, as it advertised a Walmart family area, as well as Rainbow Alley youth area, also advertised drag queens Selena S. Titties and Marsha, as well as Big Frida, born as Freddie Ross, as center stage headliners. Related, Lizzo brings drag queens on stage to protest TN legislation banning drag shows around kids. Meanwhile, according to reports, corporate executives at Starbucks are reducing their advocacy on green and social initiatives in the wake of the general Pride Month backlash.